gentle listeners, and welcome to a spooky episode of Prima Nerd Podcast. My name is Nisa, and I am joined, as always, by my wicked co-host and cousin, Mela.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, and so today we're going to be doing something a little bit different. We are not going to be focusing on one specific movie. We are going to be talking about Halloween. We're going to be focusing on our go-to Halloween movies this season, and also some new ones as well. We are huge fans of Halloween, but not of horror. So come join us on this journey of finding out how we balanced our love of everything Halloween with our lack of interest for anything horror. So, ready?
Ready, because okay. This is interesting, because this is funny. When I told a friend of mine that I'm doing a special episode for Halloween, he asked me, but you don't like horror movies. How are you doing this? So, yeah, this would be funny.
But, you know, it's not just horror movies. There are Halloween-themed movies that aren't scary, that have scary elements to them or whatnot. Maybe they're not, but they're not traditionally horror movies.
Exactly. I think people, the first thought is about horror movies in Halloween.
Yeah.
Like, there is the movie, Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Which I've never seen, nor do I want to see. I'm good with not seeing that movie. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I saw very few horror movies in my life, and not by
choice.
By choice, yeah. Not by free will. It was situations that I am like a bunch of friends in a house of one of the friends and spending the night, you know, like pajama night. Yeah. And then someone decided, oh, let's watch horror movie. And I didn't really have a choice, but I couldn't leave, you know?
Yeah, I am not a fan of horror movies. Not at all. Yeah. But there are a few, maybe one or two that are considered horror. Really fall into the genre of horror that I actually like. But in general, like not so much. The first thing that comes to mind is actually a TV show called Ash versus the Evil Dead. Okay. It's a continuation of the Evil Dead trilogy. So the first movie is Evil Dead. The second movie is Evil Dead 2. And then the last one is Evil Dead Heart of Darkness or something like that. I've never seen any of them. I don't really want to see them, but I was able to watch. I mean, I might go back depending on how scary they are, because I was able to watch the TV show, and it has like that mix of like really gory and horror and also funny.
Yeah.
So, but it is scary. I mean, it wasn't like it was terrifying, but it was, I couldn't sleep afterwards. Not that I had nightmares, but it took a while to fall asleep after watching the show, but I still liked it. Yeah. It's one of those things that it falls under horror. I enjoyed it, but I won't be like rushing to like, oh my God, now I have to watch all the other movies. Not as much.
Well, I don't have problem with gore movies. Like, I don't like, but I watch and I don't have problem watching it. Like Saw.
Okay, it's not like,
whoa, I like Saw, but I watch and I can sleep afterward.
See, my problem with those types of...
My problem is with ghosts, spirits, you know, like...
Yeah, supernatural.
This for me
I actually am the opposite. I prefer dealing with the supernatural because in my mind, and it's for a very logical reason, supernatural elements, ghosts, goblins, ghouls, vampires, werewolves, whatever it is, are not real. Human beings committing a crime can be real. Some of these horror movies are also based off real events, real people, real murderers, real serial killers.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't find the supernatural as terrifying. Not saying that it isn't scary, but I prefer it because I'm like, the chances of like a monster or a ghost coming to kill you, unlikely, because it's not real. Whereas a human being deciding to kill a bunch of people, yes, that can actually happen.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I don't have problem with monsters. Like, I watched Walking Dead and it was okay. So I don't have problem with this.
Zombies.
My problem is with zombies. Yeah, zombies. I don't have problem with zombies or werewolves, vampires. I don't have problem with this. I have problem with spirits. No, I have problem with, like, I really have problem with this because I believe in this. And I have a funny story to tell.
I believe in it. I just don't believe that it's the way that it's described, how we see it in movies.
I don't know. I kind of believe. Well, there is a funny story. Once upon a time, a long time ago, there was a movie in the theaters. I forgot the name of in English, but in Portuguese,
what is it in Portuguese? Atividade
Paranormal.
Oh, Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, so it's the same. Okay, and so, and I no, there. This movie was on the theaters, and I was on the theater to watch another movie, but I watched the trailer. And I couldn't sleep for 3 nights. When I was on the bed for sleep, I enrolei no, no, enrolei no,
no,
eu me enrolei no, no lençol.
I hid under the covers, or I wrapped myself under the covers. I don't know. Emma quiz, yes, one of those.
I wrapped myself. Yeah, I became a wrap, you know, in the sheets, and expecting to something come to pick my feet, like the trailer.
Yeah, so no.
This is my problem, because I believe that something will happen in the middle of the night.
Yeah, but I think human beings are more terrifying, because that can actually happen more like, that's more likely to happen. But, and also you're more likely,
but I can hit a human being. I can hit a ghost.
Yeah, but doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to survive if you can hit a human. You're still going to be dead.
Okay.
It's just the idea that, I don't know, I just, when it comes to humans, it scares me. Whereas, like, I don't find that as terrifying. What I do find interesting, though, is normally this fascination with, like, you know, in monster movies, right? Have you noticed majority of them somehow always romanticize vampires? There's a good majority of movies, TV shows that romanticize
vampires. They put the vampire as someone that is charming.
Yeah. Which is even more terrifying if you think about it. So there's an episode of Supernatural. I think it's in season 6. I think it's called Twihard. So in the episode, they're fighting. It's just, I know that it's season 6 because it's the season where Sam is soulless. So Dean somehow goes after a vampire and gets turned into a vampire. That's the whole funny part of the episode. Now, Live Free, Die, and Twihard. Yeah, Live Free or Twihard. That's what it is. It's episode 5 of season 6. But the beginning of the show, of the episode, you see this girl like writing to this guy, or she's meeting him at a bar. Long story short, the character's name is Kristen and the boy's name is Rob. If you know what Twilight is, you know those are the name of the actors, Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart. So it's already making fun of the Twilight. And it's this idea that she decides to meet up with this guy who tells her she's a vampire. She goes to a bar and he's like doing the whole tortured, I'm a good guy routine vampire spiel, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But actually what it is that because of things like Anne Rice and Twilight and all these stuff, being romanticized, these vampires in the world of Supernatural are using that as a way to lure their victims to them without them having to chase after them. So I think that when you think about it,
very smart.
Yeah. And then there's a whole thing where Dean gets turned into a vampire, but there's a way to cure him. As long as he doesn't drink someone else's blood, he can still be cured. And he has a whole moment where he goes to see his girlfriend, saying that he might not be able to come back to her. And he has a whole moment where he's like, oh my God, I've turned into Robert Pattinson, because he's like, I can't be near you and all this stuff. It's really funny. But for me, I've turned into the vampire guy from Twilight or whatever it is that he says, but what I thought was fascinating about it was that kind of is an interesting idea, right? That we romanticize something,
mm-hmm.
and how dangerous it is to romanticize an idea of something that's actually not healthy, like the vampire, for example. In this world, vampires do exist, and they take advantage of that view and decide.
Because if I was a vampire, like in real world, I was super used this. Like, oh, look at me, I'm so sexy, I'm a vampire. Come on.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's exactly what I thought was interesting about the episode, was like, okay. Yeah. And I love that episode because it's funny, because Supernatural has that ability to be like funny and deals, it kind of makes sure everything all at once. It doesn't take itself seriously. But I just love that episode because it made me think, I'm like, we do kind of romanticize certain monsters and whatnot, right? We've taken them and kind of made them more mainstream, more like they can be good. They can, like, for example, I love Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the TV series. I also watched the movie, but I'm more familiar with the TV series. Again, you have that romantic vampire figure of Angel, but he is a vampire with the soul. So he is the only one, well, except for when Spike comes into the picture. But it's this idea that he has a soul, which is what makes him different, mm-hmm. right? He doesn't want to kill people because he's able to feel remorse for the things that he's done.
But he's still
a vampire. Inside. Yeah, he's good. And there's a whole spiel about he has a TV show and all that stuff. But in general, they don't promote the idea that all vampires are good. They're not like promoting this idea that, oh, you have to say they kill vampires. He kills vampires too. It's just that because he has a soul, he's an exception to the rule.
I have two comments about all this. I'm sorry.
Well, it's what happens when you do an episode in the morning.
Yeah. Well, actually, I was watching movies until 1 a.m. and now we're making the episode. I'm so sorry. I have two comments about this. First, about horror movies. Sorry to come back to this, but I was thinking about this. Like, I wouldn't die in a horror movie, you know? Because if someone scary appears on the street, I wouldn't go to a dark street that is empty. I wouldn't go to the basement. I wouldn't go to the, the top attic. Of the house?
Attic.
I wouldn't go to the attic. There is no exit to that. So
I have two comments now too.
I wouldn't be alone. Like, oh, let's go. You go that way, I'll go this way. No.
Oh, yeah.
Like, let's stay together. Like, I wouldn't die in a horror movie. So, this is one comment.
My comment is, there's an episode of Angel where it's an opening scene, season 5. Yes. And then so this girl runs into a dark alleyway to run away from a vampire. The character of Spike walks in, saves her, mm-hmm. and he turns to her and says, what are you, basically yells at her, says, what are you, stupid? Why would you walk into the middle of a dark alleyway? What makes you think that was a smart idea? Like, to run into basically calls her an idiot for walking into a dark alleyway. So in the very moment.
Well,
and then the other thing I want to do, this is always
basically this.
The other thing that drives me nuts in a movie where someone is being attacked and having to run away and all that stuff, they pick up a weapon, whatever it is, a crowbar, I don't know what it is, a baseball bat, whacks the person who's trying to kill them, stop, whatever it is, drops it and runs away. And I'm always like, why would you drop the weapon? Why would you drop the weapon? I'm always, that is the thing that never makes me, I never cease to stop commenting on. You attack them, you find a way to escape, and you drop it? Yeah, or they shoot them and drop the gun and run away. And I'm like, but
always of movies with ghosts. There is a ghost in my house. Oh, I would just stay here and see what happens. Come on, I would just like go to a friend's house or my parents somewhere. Like, I want to stay in my house because there is something. Yeah.
All you need to go on. What you need to do is you need to make a salt circle around wherever it is, because salt protects from the dead, and also make sure you have an iron crowbar because iron disperses them.
But you know, I wouldn't stay on the place. There is something weird happening.
True.
Oh, there is something wrong here. I will just stay and figure it out. No, go away. Oh, come on. But okay. But the second comment is about Twilight. That there is some people that are really fans of like vampires like Dracula, and they are very pissed off about
this. Well, I don't blame them. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like I said, the vampires I grew up with was Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which again are not
traditional, more traditional.
They don't appear in mirrors. They can't be garlic. They drink human blood. Their faces transform into hideous monsters the way that they look very beautiful and attractive, and then they turn into a monster, right? There's all the versions. Of course, there's also Interview with the Vampire and all of that stuff too.
Yeah, this is I forgot the word is.
That's the one in Portuguese.
It's not traditional. I forgot in Portuguese. It's not traditional. It's
classic.
Classic. Yeah. Thank you. Classic. Yeah. It's a classic.
Yeah. There are things that I find fascinating when they decide. I don't know. Anyway, but I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What? So since I mentioned this earlier and we kind of went off topic to discuss horror in general, this is the whole point of this episode, is to kind of just have a conversation. But what are your go-to Halloween movies? What are the movies you have to watch every year? Like, it's Halloween, you have to watch these movies.
I have one that lives in my heart.
Which is?
It is Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay.
I love Jack. Like, I don't know. I just love him. Like, I have a pin that is his face. And in this year, I saw in a store, I saw a doll. It's doll, right?
Yeah.
Okay. A doll. It was him so perfect. I really wanted to buy it, but, you know, it was so expensive. But it is one of my favorite characters. Like, for horror, no. It's not horror. It's Halloween. It's, I don't know, there is something in him that is so cute. It's so, I don't know, he's so, I love him. I love
him. For me, what I love about Night Before Christmas is that it's a movie for Halloween and also for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I watch it both Halloween and Christmas. I have other ones that I absolutely have to watch every year, and that is Beetlejuice, because I adore Beetlejuice.
I don't really like this movie.
I love it. I absolutely adore Beetlejuice. I love every time I hear the song Deo, I'm always like, it makes me happy, because that's like the famous scene where they were eating. I always have to watch it every year. I also love Casper is another one I always watch every year. It's so cute. It's adorable. I remember having a crush on Casper when I was younger. And the line that he says, that if it wasn't for the fact that he's a child saying it, it'd be really creepy, is when he turns to her when she's sleeping and goes, "Can I keep you?" It's really cute when he says it, because he's a little kid. It's adorable.
Yeah, for a kid.
But he means it fully innocently. But if he had been a teenager or anything else, it would have been like, ah. But it's very cute when he says it, because there's no malice behind it. There's no like ulterior motives. There's something really cute about it. But it's also one of those things that I sit back and I go, it's only cute because he is so innocent, so young. If it had been anything else, it would have been like, huh. But I always think it's so cute. And the other two are Hocus Pocus, because it's Hocus Pocus.
Yes,
I love Hocus Pocus.
Yes, I love this movie.
And then the other one is Rocky Horror Picture Show are the other ones that I have to watch every year.
Yeah, this one I don't know.
See, Rocky Horror is a cult classic that came out in the 70s. And it's based off an actual stage production called the Rocky Horror Show. And the music and lyrics for the movie is written by Richard O'Brien, who also plays the character Riff Raff in the movie and in the show. And it's a parody of like tribute to like science fiction and B-horror movies from like the 30s through the 60s. So what I love about it is that the fun thing about this movie is that it's incredibly bizarre. It's incredibly bizarre movie. But what's fun about it is that every year they do screenings of it for Halloween. Obviously this year, I don't think so. Or at least not in New York. Where you dress up as a character from the movie, whichever one you're going to. And you interact with the movie. So like, for example, there's a line in the song where she says, the first song in the movie is called Science Fiction, right? Picture Show, that's the name of the song. And then there's a line where she says, I don't know the lyrics perfectly, but one of the lyrics mentioned basically says, and they told us where to stand and the audience is supposed to respond on our feet. You're supposed to yell at the screen. And then there's a line where she says, fight a triffit. And you're supposed to yell, what the fuck is a triffit? Like you're supposed to yell at the screen. You're not supposed to yell at the show. So, and then there's
is really cool.
It is. So then there's a narrator. It goes, I would like, if I may, and you're supposed to say, you may. And so in the movie, you scream at the screen. And if it's a live production, the narrator interacts with you. He comments, he makes there's interactions of it, right? So good.
I need to say that I love Halloween, but I live in Brazil and we don't have this so strong culture about this. No. So true. I really want to spend this time of the year in the US sometime to go to Disney.
Yes.
Because
Mickey's Not So Scary.
It's amazing. Yes. Not So Scary.
I've been twice. Is it twice or three times?
I really want to go. To see the villains on the street.
Oh, not only that.
Because when I went, it was just a princess.
The villains only come out for Mickey's Not So Scary. Although they have a whole villains thing that they do through like July through something, June through some month in the summer where they do a whole villains thing.
But when Ana Luisa went, she saw the stepmother and the stepsisters of Cinderella in the park.
Huh.
In July.
And then they also do a live show, the Halloween show, where they have the Sanderson sisters come back and they do the whole performance thing, and you have like Dr. Facilier, Oogie Boogie, and it's so much fun.
They have a Jack Skellington walking around. No,
but they do. If you go to the one in LA, no, not LA, in California, they do the Haunted Mansion. They do it, they decorate it with Night Before Christmas. They don't do it in the one in Orlando, unfortunately, but they do it in the one in, which is the one I want to go to, because because one of my favorite rides is the Haunted Mansion, right? So I would love to see their Halloween version of like the Jack Skellington and all that stuff that you see. And then the parade, you actually have like the grave diggers performing. You have like the dancing people from the mansion. You have all the villains on the parade. It's super fun.
I need to go for Halloween and for Christmas as well.
I've never done the Christmas one. I've never done the Christmas one in Disney. That one I want to do eventually, but Halloween I'd like more. So there's that. And then the Rocky Horror, and then you actually throw things at the screen and everything like that. I would love to go to a live production of it, which you can't do, but the movie is fun. And then you have to get up and dance at one of the songs you have to dance to.
This is amazing. And so I want to go to the US to see the Disney. And now I want to see this it's a movie or play.
It's a movie. You normally you see the movie. The play is not as done anymore, but you do you can't you always okay. come on. You usually have screenings of it during Halloween month of Halloween. Now another place I really want to go.
So the movie.
Yeah. So we can also watch the movie. You can watch the movie, but the
But it's different in the room with a lot of people, you know.
But you'd want to like watch the movie first so that way you can interact, because you're not, if you're watching it for the first time when you watch this, you're not going to hear the movie.
Okay.
You're not, so everyone's like, in, people are yelling. This you yell throughout the whole entire movie.
Okay. And I want to ask you this.
Yes.
I want to go to the US in the Halloween time to see.
You need to go to Salem, by the way, and, too, in Massachusetts.
Yeah, I want to ask you just about this. I watched this. This week I watched, which was, the Netflix new movie, The Halloween of Ruby?
Hubie Halloween, sorry. Yeah.
Hubie, yeah. Oh, sorry, it's because in Portuguese it's Halloween de Hubie, so.
Yeah.
Hubie's Halloween.
And Hubie Halloween, in English it's Hubie Halloween as if it's its name.
Okay, and it's in Salem.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know how is the Halloween in the US? How is Halloween in New York? How is in other parts of the country? How is Halloween?
Well, usually New York does a Halloween parade, right? It's also the month of October is not only Halloween in New York, but it's also New York Comic Con. So you see people dressed up like at the beginning of the month and then at the end of the month. But you see, it's a pretty big deal that sometimes you have places are decorated for Halloween at different varying degrees. You have the Halloween parade at the end of the year. Kids go trick or treating. Yeah,
there really like it's part, true. It's true.
Yeah, Halloween. I went trick or treating when I was younger.
There's
parties you can go to. I personally, my favorite thing to do for Halloween is to go to something that's called Drinking Game NYC. Where mm-hmm. it's basically this group of fantastic actors who put on a live version of movies, right? They read the script, and it's a drinking game. So they're basically drinking at certain lines are said. You as the audience drink. The actors on stage also drink. They also drink when mm-hmm. their names is spoken. So and they read the screenplay out loud, and it's, mm-hmm. they act out the movie, and it's hilarious. And then for every year for Halloween, they do Hocus Pocus. And of course, you can interact. You can yell out the lines that you love. Mm-hmm. You can remind the actors to drink when they forget. But this it's a lot really of cool. fun.
I love this about the U.S. because we don't have this here. Like in Belo Horizonte, that is my city. For someone that doesn't know this, we have some parties. But people is not so into you wear costumes or doing all this. Like when I was a kid, I tried, me and two friends, we tried to go to the neighbors
mm-hmm.
asking, oh, treat up, how I say this?
Trick or treat. Trick
or treat. And it doesn't really work.
No, it doesn't work unless they've decided they want to give out candy. That's usually one.
Yeah, but people look at us like, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, you know. But the capital for Halloween, the unofficial capital for Halloween in the U.S. is Salem, Massachusetts.
I know.
So, which is why I want
to go. I saw in the movie a lot of decorations for the houses. Mm-hmm. Very much like Christmas in the movies.
Yeah. Also, you know that Hocus Pocus is also filmed in Salem too. So there's also another like one.
Yeah, there is this. But it's like that
mm-hmm.
with decorations.
Depending on where you go. Yeah, people go full out.
Oh, I need to go to Salem as well. So I think I will spend a month because I need to go to Disney, then to New York, then to Salem. So I have to travel.
Yeah.
I will spend October in the US.
If you want to go to Comic-Con though, you have to start in, you'd have to start in New York.
Yeah. So
although if you really want to enjoy Disney's Mickey's Not So Scary, you'd want to go before October. So that way, one, it's cheaper, two, less people.
I didn't know.
So it starts in August.
They started before.
In August.
I didn't know that.
The end of August.
August. Yeah. August. Like 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
But what did you think of Hubie? Halloween. And for this, we're not going to actually discuss the movie. We're not going to give spoilers because it's a new movie.
Okay. So no spoilers.
No spoilers.
It's the Adam Sandler movie.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's his style of humor.
It's very characteristic. I like him. Like,
yeah, it's very much his style. It has a very unique style for like humor and whatnot.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's also his production company too, Happy Madison. So he produced this movie as well.
Yeah, so for a lot of people that like his movies, it's a good movie for Halloween, mm-hmm. and it's funny, and yeah, it's an Adam Sandler movie. And I like it. It's not my favorite kind of comedy,
yeah,
but it's the kind of movie that I can watch if it's on the TV or if a friend invite me to watch. It's a movie that I can watch again, no problem, but it's not my favorite one.
I agree. I was in my notes, I wrote the humor is not always my style, but mm-hmm. in the end the great message. Like, it has a great message at the end of the movie.
Yeah, I like the plot twist.
Yeah. I like what the story is trying to say, which I think mm-hmm. is something that Adam Sandler does well in his really overly... But if you really look at it, there's always something deeper in there. There's not always just like, oh, it's just a crazy comedy, it's weird. But if you really look mm-hmm. at it, there's always something profound. There's always something he's trying to say. The cast is great. The cast is obviously, if you are aware or like Adam Sandler movies, you recognize this cast because they're all people who worked with at some point in other careers. The other thing I thought was really cute was that his daughter and his daughters and his wife are in the movie.
Sorry, what?
His daughters and his wife are in the movie. His wife his real wife and daughters are in the movie. The wife is the Harley Quinn. The one who's like walking around with her husband and the little girl trying to get the candy.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. I remember.
And then the daughters are what is the girl's name? His love interest? Violet? Valentine?
Violet is his interest is Cookie is the younger. And
both those girls are his daughters. So I forgot her character's name. Violet Valentine's daughters, Cookie and I will remember this. And Danielle. Yeah. And Danielle.
Danielle, yeah.
Are both his kids. Are both his daughters.
Oh, yeah. I like that them really in cute. The movie.
Yeah. I also like the fact that Noah Schnapp, isn't it? The guy from Stranger Things. That was really cute. And then the fact that this movie was dedicated to Cameron Boyce, who unfortunately passed away.
I saw in the end. Yeah, he passed it last year.
Yeah.
In the end of the last year, right?
Something like that, yeah. And, you know, he's actually worked with Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I saw the first movie of Descendants.
Oh, Descendants, yeah.
Yeah, I saw the first one.
I saw the first one because of Tristan Chenoweth.
And I don't know why I watched it. I think it's because I was doing nothing and it was on the TV. And I just, I will watch.
I watched the first one because of Kristen Chenoweth, and I watched the other two because I was like, they're on Disney Plus, and I'm like, okay, I'll watch it. I didn't hate the first one, so why not?
No, I didn't hate the first one, but it was the kind, like, I don't watch much Disney Channel anymore because I don't have time.
I don't watch Disney Channel anymore because I'm too old to be watching it. But every once in a while, I'm curious. What is this that they're doing? But I've watched the first one because of Kristen Chenoweth. Okay, so I also watched Vampires versus the Bronx, and I really liked this one. I felt that it was very authentic in its portrayal of the Bronx and like portraying New York, portraying. I can't really speak and say, oh, I'm an expert. I actually know from experience, but it felt very authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt kind of like, kind of gave off the like kind of 80s vibe of like the movies. It kind of felt a little bit like Goonies. The vampires reminded me of like Buffy the Vampire Style, where they like, they have human faces and then they transform.
I was about to ask you, how was the vampires in this movie?
They are, as they should be, villains.
The traditional.
And
like the one that don't like garlic.
Yeah, like the whole shebang. I liked it. And I thought it was really well done. It was very cute. And again, it had a very nice message to it, a whole reason behind it. And I'm like, okay, I like this movie. And it was very cute, but I don't want to say more about it because I'm afraid I might end up saying something. It might be a spoiler. And I'm like, I'm not going to see. But I really liked it. I thought it was really well done. It was definitely one of the ones I liked. The other one I saw, and this one I mainly watched simply because of the actor who's in it. Babysitter's Guide to Monster Hunting. It was super cute, but it's directed by a female, which I thought was amazing. And she's done like episodes of Sherlock. She's done Doctor Who. She's done Sabrina. She's worked on Arrowverse shows. Rachel Talalay. I'm not going to pronounce that. I'm not going to try it. But the book is, this is obviously based off of a series of three books by author Joe Ballarini, who's also wrote the screenplay. But Tom Felton as a villain is worth watching just to see him play a villain.
Well, he has some experience. Thank you.
No, Malfoy is not a villain. Malfoy is not a villain. Malfoy is a spoiled brat. No, this is villain. When I say villain, I mean he went from playing
like real bully. Villain.
He went from playing a bully to basically playing Voldemort.
Okay. Big difference. Okay.
Big difference. No, he went from being, he's a bully in that. When I say villain, I mean a villain.
A villain.
So, and then there's a moment where the music kind of reminded me of Harry Potter. There's a scene where they're in the headquarters, it reminded me a little bit, like very long, far away, but reminded me of Harry Potter. But in general, I really thought it was very cute, and I adored him playing a villain. He was awesome as a villain. So if you're a fan of Tom Felton,
I want to watch this.
It's cute. I recommend it. It was really cute. And also Vampires versus the Bronx.
I will watch this too. And there is another movie that is about Halloween that I really, really loved.
Which one?
And is Hotel Transylvania.
Oh, I like that one.
I love the jokes. I love the way that Dracula, it's not the
blah, blah, blah.
Villain. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. I love the blah, blah, blah. Yeah. My favorite one is the first.
Yeah.
The second is as good as the first. The third,
I think they're pushing it.
It's good. Is it still good? But
they were pushing.
I think it's time to stop.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
I read somewhere that they are doing the fourth, and I don't think it's a good idea.
I don't know. Okay. I mean, I think at some point you gotta let something die, but and like not beat it to death or over. Basically squeeze out everything you can from it. I feel that there's time where you're just like, just let it still be good, you know?
Exactly. And this is the perfect moment to stop with Hotel Transylvania.
I agree.
It's perfect because the third is good and it's still good. not as good as the first, but it's still good. So stop. When is it? Oh, it's still good. Don't make it bad to stop, you know?
I love
my favorite thing in Hotel Transylvania is the friendship between the mummy, Frankenstein, Dracula,
and Wolfman. And
the werewolf. Yeah, for me, this is like, it's perfect. They interacting, it's perfect.
Yeah, I do like that one. I also, another, speaking of comedy, there's a moment, there's a movie that I absolutely adore. No, Corpse Bride. One of the reasons I haven't watched it in a really long time, so I rewatched it for this. Can I just say, I love the humor in this. Like the little jokes that they make that are like, for example, I think when the worm turns to her, because he runs off and he says, I don't think you can get that far with cold feet. And I died laughing because the double meaning. And then there's a line where like all the spirits come up to the world of the living and he turns to her and says, do you have any spirits lying around? There's another one too, subtle. But I really, really like the little moments where you're just like, huh. I mean, they're just supposed to make you chuckle. Not that they're like amazing, but they're cute. And I just find it really amusing to watch.
It's a subtle comedy, right?
What?
It's subtle.
Yeah, it's very subtle, but it's cute. And I think one of those things that a joke that adults will get, maybe kids won't really understand fully the reference, but it's kind of like, huh, that's funny.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you watch Hocus Pocus, right? And there's a scene where the bus opens, right? And you're like, the bus says like, what are you, to take you to your whatever you desire? And she goes, we desire children. It might take me a few tries, but we can get there. And then there's a meme that I really like that said, like that line says, when you finally realize what it means 20 years later. When you finally understand what they're talking about, you're the face. And it's basically the three witches going, ooh. But it's really, I'm like, yeah, that's true. Like when you first watch it, you don't realize what the joke means. And you watch it and you go, oh, okay. This isn't a kid's
There's
movie.
Something there. One of my favorite scenes of this movie is in the end, when the zombie, there was the ex-boyfriend.
Mm-hmm,
of
Billy.
Of Willie and Jim, and
he basically rips
opens
his mouth
the mouth. Yeah,
yeah, because his mouth was sewn closed by Winifred.
Yeah, and I don't know in English. I just watched in Portuguese. Sorry, but you say Mandona.
Something like that. I forgot what he says too, but I love that. I love that scene.
Because in Portuguese is Mandona.
And then I also love it when he goes, go to hell. And he goes, I've been there. It's quite lovely, actually.
Yeah. For me, it's one of the best scenes.
Yeah. I also love that.
It was so with me, the scene, that sometimes here, if my family, my mom start to bossy around, and we say to her, because Mandona in English it's bossy, and we say bossy, like just the way the zombie says in the movie.
I also love the scene where they get burned in the kennel, like in the school where they get like put on fire in the school. The kennel where they like where they the big oven thing that they get thrown into and they get slammed and he turns it on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The kennel.
And
she walks out and she goes, I want my book. Je veux mon livre. I just love it when she walks out saying that. It makes me giggle every time. That, and of course, what you want to quote every single time during the month of October. Like right now, actually. Ah, what a glorious morning. Makes me sick because it's actually really sunny and beautiful. I'm looking outside. I'm like, no, this is not. So I love that line. And then of course, who doesn't love the musical number in the middle of this?
Oh, I pull a spell on you.
I love that. That's one of my favorite moments. I love the thank you, Max, for that glorious introduction.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. And also my favorite line of that is like, ask my sister and they say she's vicious is one of my favorite lines in that song.
This week I watched it as well. Edward Scissorhands. I would say this. Wait. Edward Scissorhands.
Yes.
I did it. I didn't watch for a very long time.
Me too. So we watched it recently.
And makes me realize that the girl that he falls in love, she's a bitch. Kim. Huh?
The character's name is Kim.
Okay, Kim. She's a bitch. Like, come on. Come on. Say to everybody that he wasn't the bad guy that everybody was thinking.
Well, the thing is that no one would have believed him. That's why she did what she did, because no one would have believed him. Mm-hmm. She couldn't have believed her.
He died in quotes, because the city thinks he died. So he died at a bad guy. He deserved more.
I mean, he did, but I also feel like you also, if you pay attention to the people who were there, they weren't going to change their mind. They were the types, it's a whole comment on the type of people that they were, where the best thing she could.
But it's not about what people will think. It's about her telling the truth.
Yeah, I mean, there's
but
that.
It's just a detail of the movie.
I mean, at least she saved his life in the end. That's, I mean, she did what she could to help him, because there was.
Yeah.
What I find fascinating about that movie is the fact that Winona Ryder, who plays Kim, had a really hard time playing that role, because the way she's dressed and the blonde hair was very a little bit traumatizing, a little hard for her to play, because she basically looked like all the girls who used to pick on her when she was little, because she felt her style is like very grunge and very like, she also dressed a little bit like a boy when she was younger. She felt that's how she felt comfortable, and people made fun of her for that. So having to dress up as that character was very hard for her, but she still did a very good job of bringing some type of humanity to the character. But it was very interesting to watch how hard it was for her, like reading about how hard it was for her to play that character, because it was so different from one who she is, and also the fact that there's trauma behind playing that, having to dress that way because of all the people who made fun of her when she was younger. The other thing I always find fascinating when I watch this movie is the guy who plays her boyfriend. It's always shocking when you see it, because then you realize, whoa, if you were in that time period, you'd be shocked, because that's the same kid who was in 16 Candles, who plays the friend. I've seen him now as an adult, and he's completely different, but it's just really funny, like when you see, like if you like had just watched it and you see like, whoa, he grew up, because you know he's like this funny little kid in 16 Candles and Breakfast Club, and all of a sudden it's like, well, there's a difference. But that was fun to watch every time I watch it.
I have a question.
Sure.
It was the first like big movie, that famous movie of Johnny Depp?
No, I don't think so, because before he did this movie, he was in a TV show called 21 Jump Street.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the first big movie for him.
I mean, it's definitely up there, but I don't think it was his first really big. I think it's one of his bigger movies, but before that, he did a lot of things. Like he was known for 21 Jump Street was a popular show. Was popular during his time. So yeah, there's a lot of things.
I have two trivias for this, because I thought it was really funny, because Michael Jackson almost speak the character to play the Edward character, and I'm trying to imagine Michael Jackson in there, and I can't see this. Michael Jackson as Edward.
Yeah, no.
Well, he speaks only 169 words in the movie.
Yeah, so but maybe, it's also harder if you think about it. Might actually harder to have a character not speak than it is to have a character speak. Like, for example, there's an episode of Buffy that it's actually one of the ones that like won an Emmy, they were nominated for an Emmy for. It's called Hush. Mm-hmm. It literally, the start of the movie, the first few minutes of the show, of the episode, and the last few minutes of the episode have dialogue. Everything else in the middle have no dialogue. There's also no music, almost barely any music playing in the background too. The whole entire thing is done in silence. Like, there's no words. Yeah. And so, to convey a whole entire episode that way?
For a character that way? No, I can see one? Because it's more corporal. Expressão corporal.
Yeah, it's more physical, the expression. Like you have to use your it's body language, it's facial mm-hmm. expressions. You have to embody the character. Everything has been done physically. And he does a very good job of that, trying to.
Okay, but, so I think Michael Jackson wasn't a good idea for this.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen Michael Jackson really act.
That's why I'm concerned.
Yeah, so I would know. I mean, I'm happy with the way the movie ended up being. I think it's, you know, it is it's done really well. But
I think it's like Johnny Depp is awesome in the.
Yeah,
I like. I think him.
I think
I like his movies. Not
so
him
far.
As
I've
person,
seen most of his movies. I've seen.
I don't know.
Like, I've also loved like one of the movies that the scarier movies I was able to watch when I was younger. I'm not saying it's scary now, but was Sleepy Hollow.
Sleepy Hollow. There is a mystery. It's not a mystery. It's when a story is very, very old, it's
folklore.
I don't know. You can feel the ancient of the story. You know. I don't know. I when I watch Sleepy Hollow, I can see that, oh, this is a big deal for the culture, you know.
Yeah, it's a very old classic story, written by Washington Irving, and it's, you know, based off a real place, Sleepy Hollow, upstate New York. It's a classic story. It's a very well known classic story, but of course, it's not his original writing. The idea of a headless figure is very old. It dates back to the Middle Ages. You can also trace it back to Norse mythology, but his version of it is what was one of the more, I guess, well-known versions of it, especially here in the US, because it became like one of the first ideas of Gothic American folklore is his writing of it. And it's I love that story. It's also a cute
and
Disney
I have
version
something
too.
To tell you.
Mm.
Yeah, I like well. Every time I heard the name Sleepy Hollow, I think of a knight with a pumpkin head. This is the image that comes to my mind.
That would be
mind.
Disney, yes.
Yes.
Speaking of which.
That's why when you asked me if I watched Sleepy Hollow, I asked you, oh, the pumpkin head. And you start a little bit and then said, yes, because in the movie, the Johnny Depp, the Tim Burton movie, he doesn't has a pumpkin head.
No. Nope.
Just that's just a scene that mm-hmm. the kids are playing with Ichabod, and trying to scare him, and they are holding a pumpkin head, but not the character himself, just the prank.
Prank, yeah. The prank they pulled on him, yeah. What was I gonna say? Speaking of the pumpkin. So so one of my favorite parts of Mickey's Not So Scary, besides the fact that certain rides they do specific Halloween things for those rides, and also mm-hmm. the food, you get to try different food, like themed food. You also get The parade starts with the headless horseman running, like riding out for the parade.
This is amazing.
And it's so cool. And it's actually a massive horse. Like, it's actually a person riding a horse and like in costume. Whoa, I think it's holding a pumpkin head. I don't know if it's wearing it or if it's holding it, but I don't remember. But it's like an actual person rides out like a headless horseman on a massive horse and like rides down the train, the path of the parade. And that's how the parade starts.
Why Disney is in the US? So far away from me. Well, there is another thing I want to tell you about.
Because the person who created Disney is American?
I know, but so far away. I wanted to tell you. You know the game Assassin's Creed?
Yeah.
Okay. So there is one of the games, because there is like 10. There is a lot. In one of them, if I remember right, is the fourth. It's Assassin's Creed 4. There is the city, Sleepy Hollow, and you can go there. And there is a church with a graveyard.
Beside. Which I think actually exists. And
what?
Which I think actually exists.
Yeah, but there is a stone, a tombstone, mm-hmm. With a pumpkin in the top. And if you, I don't remember exactly what you do with the, if you shot, no. That was, you do something in the game that the headless knight comes and start to chasing you, and you can do whatever you want with him, that he doesn't die. You can fight him with a sword, or you can shot him and he doesn't stop, he doesn't die. Yeah. So to stop him, you need to shot the pumpkin that is in the graveyard.
Oh, that's so cool. So that's kind of like, again, sort of what the movie does, the Johnny Depp version, where you have to, the head, the what controls him is the head. His the Hestian is what, the Hestian's head is what controls the headless horseman.
But it was, for me, it was so funny when I found this Easter egg. I thought this was so funny.
That's actually pretty cool.
To play around with the headless knight.
Yeah. So, any other thoughts, comments, observations we have for Halloween? I mean, I can go on. I have a massive list of movies that I've watched.
Yeah. I just want to say some others, movies that we didn't talk about here, but it's very famous, like Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Ghostbusters. Speaking of Ghostbusters, if you're also a fan of Ghostbusters and you're a fan of Supernatural, I highly recommend the Hollywood parody for Ghostbusters. So good. It's, the girls are called the Hollywood Show. And do a bunch of parodies for different things. They have one where they combined the song, a parody of the song of Kidnap Mr. Santa Claus from Nightmare Before Christmas with the Sanderson sisters from Hocus Pocus as a mashup, and it's like a whole parody. It's really cute. And then you also, of course, have like they have their version of the Ghostbusters. They've done one for Sherlock, they did one for Pirates of the Caribbean, they've done one for Walking Dead, they've done one they've done two for Supernatural, they've done Walking Dead, they've done Sherlock.
No, they are amazing.
Yeah, they started with doing Twilight, and then they also did a Hunger Games one. They recently did one for, but that's not a musical parody, but they did one for recent, the most recent one is for I'm trying to remember the name of the show. Vampire Academy. Well, that's a terrible movie. I meant to say Umbrella Academy.
Yeah. I don't know the name in English, but Convenção das Bruxas.
The Witches. Is that the one with the Angelica Houston several years ago? And that's one that was being remade with Anne Hathaway?
Yes.
The Witches.
And I love this music. I love this music. I love this movie when I was younger. And
that's also the author of Roald Dahl.
I really want to see the... What?
That's based off a book by Roald Dahl, which is one of the that's one of the Tim Burton's inspirations.
Oh, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. So I really liked the movie when I was younger, and I really want to see the movie now with Anne Hathaway. And I watched the trailer and looks amazing and terrifying. Like, it's, she is bizarre
as I'm a witch. Excited. I want to see that. I love Anne Hathaway. She's amazing. But right now in the US is on HBO Max. So we'll see if I want to add another streaming service or not before I watch it. I haven't decided.
There is other movies of Tim Burton. I think almost all the movies of Tim Burton can fit on the category of Halloween movies.
Yeah, most of them. Yeah, majority of them. Yes, you're right. There's probably a few that I haven't watched or that I can't remember, but I've seen quite a good chunk of them.
Family Addams. Adam's Family.
Speaking of Adam's Family, I love the movies that came out in the 90s with Angelica Houston, right, as Morticia, mm-hmm. and of course Christina Ricci as Wednesday. Loved it, absolutely adored it. I have to say though that the new version that they came out with, mm-hmm. the cartoon,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, it's I didn't like it as much.
Yeah.
Maybe sad, but it
for me, Adam Family, it's or the movie from 90s.
The 90s, yeah.
Or a really old animation.
I love the old cartoons. I used to love that cartoon. Yeah. Speaking of cartoon, it's based off I tried watching the actual original series. From the 60s and like black and white. And then the other thing I really like, so I love that cartoon for Addams Family, but they also had a Beetlejuice cartoon that I absolutely adore, which has nothing to do with the movie. Like, actually, Beetlejuice is actually in the cartoon, him and Lydia are actually friends.
Oh, completely
different. And he's actually like, he's just more of a trickster, but he's not actually the villain. So it's a very, and but it's, I think it's still Tim Burton, but it's very different. And I remember loving that cartoon when I was younger too. The Beetlejuice cartoon.
Yeah.
It's a very different story.
I never knew about this.
Oh, I remember watching it. But it's a very different
cartoon. I don't remember other movies, but certainly there is another movies.
Oh, Frankenweenie, I saw. That's a Tim Burton movie.
Oh, yeah, Frankenweenie.
That was really cute. And it's also based off his short that he did for Disney in 1984, like a live action short. And then now you can actually watch it on Disney Plus. And then several years later, they came out with the cartoon full length animated movie. Oh. That's pretty cool.
I'm really looking forward for Disney Plus arriving in Brazil.
Me too. There's some stuff we need Disney Plus for us to talk about.
Yes. Well, so I think that's it.
Oh, the only other movie I have that I absolutely adore is Death Becomes Her with Goldie Hawn and Meryl Streep and Bruce Willis, where these two friends who rivals, like frenemies, basically decide to become immortal in order to live forever and always be beautiful, and they're competing with one another. And they both basically end up dying, but since their bodies have been cast with mortality, they basically are now stuck. They can never, it's a dark comedy, it's really cute.
It's funny. I don't know which movies.
It's a good movie. I really like that one. But yeah, so there's tons of other ones like Practical Magic with Sandra Bullock, which is a and Nicole Kidman.
There is a bunch of Dracula movies and Frankenstein movies, werewolf movies.
There's a bunch of movies that are all themed for Halloween that you can enjoy on Halloween that have that whole Halloween spooky feel without being horror. And those are the ones that I love.
Yeah, so I hope all of you enjoyed this, and I hope makes you feel like, oh, I love to watch this movie. And like, I don't know what to say. I completely lost the train of thought. Okay.
That happens. Well, then I hope you enjoyed our episode. Well, follow us on Instagram, and you can also follow us on Instagram at Prima Nerd Podcast. If you can also email us at primanerd2@gmail.com. And let us know what you think.
let us know what movies you watch it and you love and you think we should have mentioned here in this episode, and we didn't.
Well,
you
understand?
Okay, I will say again. There is a movie that we should have mentioned here, and we didn't. Tell us.
Yeah, and you can listen to find us anywhere you listen to podcasts. We're available everywhere, and subscribe, like. Let us know what you think. And I think if you subscribe and like, if that is an option where you listen to podcasts, that it makes it easier for people to find us. So yeah. Hope you enjoyed the episode.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Bye.